Okay, thank you guys very much for coming to learn. That now it's a rainy night in New York, you could say it's a cold night, but here we could say a rainy night. Kaga, now rain was not much crazy rain today. Yeah. And I think in all my years, in the years that we've lived here, it stops. Today was just like full, just didn't stop. So Baruch Hashem. So thank you guys very much for coming. Our learning should be Lili Nishmas. This is Danny Grigiar, who's Yartzeit the first coming Shabbos. She was a teacher in her Katzal Day School, and a very close family friend. Close friend, family friend, everything. And for her first time, from Michal Bas Aaron. Yeah. Hashem.
Liebe Bracha,
but Toiv Musa, Mirz Hashem. So Imre Amis, Parshas Vayera, Tavshin Pei. We're going to learn two ideas from him and try to bring it practically into our own lives. So what I figure, let's say the idea outside and then we'll see the idea inside. The Imre Amis writes in the Pasuk in 1891. The Pasuk says in the Parsha, right by Sodom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to destroy Sodom. And what does the HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Hashem Omar, Hamechasa ani me'Avram, Asher ani Yosef, Avram ha'yu yelegoi gadol. Am I going to hide from Avram Avinu my plan when I'm about to do Sodom? Basically, it was like a rhetorical question to himself, meaning he's gonna have to tell Avram Avinu about this. But what his plan was to destroy Sodom. So the question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu feel compelled? Like it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who am I? You're Hashem. You can do whatever you want. So he says such a beautiful yisod. He says that Avram Avinu is known as the Tzaddik. Right? You guys are both familiar with in Kabbalistic terms. The Tzaddik is the Gemara says that the Tzaddik goes there because Shparuch is Mekayim. Sometimes when a person does something in this world, someone's on such a high level, it can change Kadosh Baruch Hu's decision. Says the Imre Emes, the whole idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avraham Avinu is that he wanted to give Avraham Avinu the ability to be able to change his decree, to change his whole essence. Amaisa, why Avraham Avinu? What was Avraham Avinu's mida? Avraham Avinu's mida was chesed. Everybody know Avraham is chesed, Yitzchak was gvura, Yaakov was the combination of both chesed and gvura to be tiferes, to be beauty. Says the Imre Emes, only someone who is so kind and so caring and so good will daven for people of Sodom. Sodom were the worst of the worst. Things are happening in Sodom. Right, they found out Lot was bringing him to Achmes Zorchim, and they took out Lot. They wanted to bring him to the fire, light him up, put him on the grave. And what does Avraham Avinu still do? He still davens for them. Because Avraham Avinu is the ability to be able to see the person, to see, like we said last week, the Magen Avram, to see the entire, to see the Pintel Yid. Like the Chiddush Shurim says, he said this, I'm not sure if he said this week or last week, the Chiddush Shurim says that every Jew has a place in himself called a Magen Avram. A Jew can do whatever he wants, any Avera, he can't do whatever he wants, but if he does those Averas, it doesn't touch that piece, part of him. Avraham Avinu is that Reb Shlomo Karlbach type of view, is that at the end of the day, people are good. What happens when we make bad decisions? But doesn't change who we are. At the end of the day, Avraham Avinu sees the whole spectrum. He's able to daven because he has the Ayin Tov. It's the Ayin Tov. The Tugin sign. Page 1. Hashem Amar Mechas Ani Mevram Asher Ani Also Av Avraham Ha'iyah Legoi Godol on the top of the page. The Rashi, see the second, third line. Rashi says in this pasuk, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Hoel V'Yiskiu Baruch Hu. Right? When you mention a Tzadik's name, it's like blessing them. Says the Imre Emes, "Alokvar nizkar abe panam mikodem." Right, Avraham Avinu's name is mentioned a million times before this. Why over here does HaKadosh Baruch Hu feel like he has to bless Avraham Avinu? If he has to let him know his plan. Says the Imre Emes, beautiful idea. Ulam achshav nigmar b'shlemos liyosadik shomer abis tzadik yisod olam. Avraham Avinu was the quintessential tzadik. He was able to be mahapich HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the chair of din. On the chair of strictness, of judgment, of anger, and to change a Kaddish Baruch Hu's mood from the change to the midah of Chesed. And the Gemara, it's Shabbat says, "Pasuk of Shmuel, Tzadik Moshe Yiras Elokim," that a Tzadik through his year Shemaim is able to be Moshe, is able to change a Kaddish Baruch Hu's viewpoint. Right, a Kaddish Baruch Hu, at surface level, he wanted to destroy Sodom. But he also wanted to see what Avraham Avinu was able to do. What Avraham Avinu said, 50 tzaddikim. What about 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10? Rabbi Avinu had the ability. He said, I'm still going to daven. I'm still going to daven. Why? Because he had that good eye. He had that eye and talk to always see the good within people. So if you lost the Avraham Avinu, al sodom la'isol v'tola. He says the Imam, don't think that because Avraham Avinu's tefillah didn't work, that his tefillahs were batal. His tefillahs actually did work. We just don't know what they worked for. He brought chesed into the world. Which reminds me of a story. My Rabbi Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, he's a Rabbi in YU. He was in Eretz Yisrael for the week. You know, sometimes YU, they send the Rebbeim to go to Eretz Yisrael to be the face of the yeshiva. So I forgot which yeshiva he was in. He said a crazy story about Shlomo Zalman Orbach, one of the greatest rabbis in the past 100 years. The rabbi, the posting of Eretz Yisrael. I believe he died in 1980, in the 80s, 86. In the early 90s, Rav Shlomo Zalman was a tzaddik, mamish. So for a long time, everyone was down for Rav Shlomo Zalman. His name Shlomo Zalman ben Rivka, Shlomo Zalman ben Devorah, something like that. The whole world was davening for him. What happened? Rav Shlomo didn't. He answered, but the answer was no. Story goes is that there was a Jew, I believe, in Borough Park, whose son was very ill. I think he got into a car accident. He says years after, the night that Rav Shlomo Zalman died was the night, or the time area, that his son was mamish at such a yeshua. The doctors were going to give up hope. He had such a salvation. And what was his name? Shlomo Zalman ben Rivka. Sometimes we don't know where our tefillahs go. We see the our tefillahs don't work for this person. That doesn't mean the tefillahs, just because they didn't work for that, but doesn't mean they're not there. Amravim says, I remember the tefillahs were there. At the end of the day, they just didn't work for Saddam, but then they might have worked for something else. Just go to the bottom, because I want to get to the next page, the next thing also, where the first underline, by the, it says by the parentheses. You see the parentheses on the side there? It says that wild medrash. Listen to this medrash. La'asid lavo Avraham Avinu Yoshef al Pesach Gehenem ve'enem echniya meneem. Avraham Avinu is going to stand at the opening of Gehenem. Opening of hell. And what's he going to do there? Anyone who has a bris, anyone who has the circumcision, will not go into Gehenna. Avraham is going to pull them out. So obviously, what's the idea here? And the Medrash, it's done that the Medrash is trying to teach us something. Avraham is specifically with the bris mila. What's going on here? So he says, "Hello Gehenna, Hainisha, Shemis Baruch, Hello Derech Eichla Alos Kulak Kulam." Kadosh Baruch Hu was not only showing Avraham in Shemayim how to bring people back. He's showing even down here how to bring a person back, that you never give up on any Jew. And he quotes the Chiddush Shorim, his grandfather. Avraham Avinu, his goal, was to spread monotheism to the world, to spread the oneness of a God of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. It wasn't good enough for him and his family. His goal was to spread HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the entire world and to never give up on anyone. Not even Anshei Sodom, the worst of the worst. We have to tap in, says the Emes, to the midos of Avraham Avinu. And what are those midos? And never giving up on anyone. How do we never give up on anyone? The midos of Avraham Avinu, ayin tova, to have a good eye, a positive eye, ruach nemucha or never shvel, to have a humble spirit, and to understand to their soul not to be so, to feel so great about themselves. The end of the day, how do we always view at the good in people? Making sure that we have a good eye. How do we have a good eye? The Sfasana says, his father, this is his, the Imam is his father. Why is it that people are negative? Because they're negative about themselves. I know that's from, I remember growing up. My mother always used to tell me, the people who are negative Nellies, people that don't, they don't feel positive feelings at home. So they have to put down others to make themselves feel good. Says this Fasemas, we've said this in Shir before. You should love your friend like yourself. Who do you have to love first? Yourself. You can't show love to others unless you love yourself first. This is such a machla nowadays, especially in middle school and high school, where kids are so mean. Why are they so mean? Because their level of self-confidence is so low. Because every 5 seconds they're looking at their phone and looking at their Instagram, looking at their Facebook to see what their friends said about them, this and that. The self-confidence is out the window.
How many likes did they get?
How many likes? It's all about the likes and friends and this and that. Fantasy. Mamish are living in a fantasy world. I didn't, even in the words fantasy football, my students, I said, Chaver, it says fantasy and you're obsessed with it. It says it's fake and you're still... I'm not going to say anything against it because I was very into it for a long time. But it's mamish fake. You're saying, and you're still... But it's all, it's mamish crazy. Our job is to tap into the meat of Avraham Avinu. What's the meat of Avraham Avinu? Is to be able to understand, to see the good, just like he saw the good in Anshei Sodom. And how did he do that? By having the positive eye, never giving up on any Jew. But maybe we could say we could add an idea. The Imran doesn't add this, but we could add it from the Sfasim as his father. How do you give up on every Jew? How do you never give up on any Jew? By never giving up on yourself, by always looking for the positive things within yourself, and then you can see the positive things in others. Such a beautiful and practical teaching. Beautiful and practical teaching. All right, fine. Let's move on to the second half of the Torah. So the Torah says by Akedas Yitzchak. Torah says page 2. Flip over the page over here. Torah says Va'ani V'Hanar Nelcha Arko. And Avraham Avinu says that Yishmael and you and the Behema, you guys stay over here. We're gonna go. Right? They went. They took the trip to Yerushalayim. You know what Akedas Yitzchak happened by the Makom HaMikdash. You guys stay over here. We're going to go. Says Rashi. But Rashi, ko yezarecha. He picks up on the word ko. It says ko here. Yeah. And ko yezarecha. Where's ko yezarecha? From last week's parsha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, your children are going to be like this. He points to the stars. They're going to be lamala menetev. They're going to be above this world. So let's say again. Let's say what he says, and then we'll say it inside. What does Imran say over here? That they're going to be like this, ko yezarecha, and then it says ko. The fact that it says ko here and ko last week's parsha, it's not a coincidence. The same word, right? We know what gezeirah shavah is in the Gemara. Gezeirah shavah is the same word used in one place in the Gemara and used in another place in the Gemara, to be able to learn things out from each other. Says the Imam is touching so beautiful. He says, you want to know what Avraham Avinu's message here is? Avraham Avinu implanted within every Jew the ability to connect Shemayim Varetz, to connect heaven and earth. It's very easy to say, you know what? I'm not gonna get involved in physical this world. I'm gonna fast every day, I'm not gonna get married. That's not Judaism, that's Christianity. How did Avraham Avinu do this? By doing the most physical thing in the entire world, by killing his son. You can't say anything more physical than that. How is a person able to do that? By realizing that there's some way, somehow, Rabbon Shem wanted him to do that. By the way, I saw for the first time this year, maybe I've heard in the past, there's a famous Rishon known as the Ran. The Ran says something crazy, you won't believe it until you see it inside. I have it in the back over there. The Ran says, Hashem never asked Avram to kill Yitzchak. It says, I would like, please, it was a Lashon, no, the Pasuk says. Please, if you want, bring him up.
Okay, let's see if we can find the Pasuk over here.
It says, please. What is please? Chazal tell us, Ein na el aloshem bakasha. Every time it says the word na is a code word for please. Right? The pasuk says over here, Perichav Beis. Ayomer na ka. Ayomer Avram. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, Kach na es bincha. Oh my friend, please do me a favor. Es bincha, es itchircha, asher hafta Yitzchak. And Rashi says, his son, your most beloved son, the son you love the most, the Yitzchak. Right? Every single time you made him more beloved, because he wasn't sure which one. But no, the Ran says, Hashem just told him to bring him up. Bring him up. When did I ever tell you to kill him? I never tell you to kill him. That's why the Mal comes down and says, don't touch him. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu just wanted to see if you're ready to do it. Says the Imre Emes. What did Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu, you know, he's our Tati. And we know just we have the physical DNA of our parents, we also have the spiritual DNA of our parents. Avraham Avinu was able to do such an act of Mesiras Nefesh, of literally doing the most physical thing and sanctifying it. That means that we have the ability to do that also. That means we have the Mesiras Nefesh, we have the connection to be able to bring the two worlds together. Shemaim Va'aretz. Look at the bottom over here, where the third line to the bottom. It says Ulam. Actually, five lines from the bottom. The Gemara says above a Basra, quoted by the Rabbi Rabbanim, that Avraham Avinu used to walk around with a certain necklace on his, with a certain pearl on his neck. Margios Tova Isa Tuli but Sabor Sha'am Ravinu. Why did he go around with this pearl? Shukochola harua osam yanis misrape. Magical. You would be out of a job. Everyone who saw this jewel would be immediately cured. So the Gemara says, Avraham Avinu would walk around with a certain jewel. You still have a job, don't worry. Avraham Avinu would walk around with this jewel and everyone who saw it would be immediately clear. Says the Rebbe Rabbanim, one of the early Hasidic masters, Why did he wear it on his neck? Why didn't he wear it on his arm or his head or his shoulder? So he says something beautiful. He says, what is a neck? A neck connects your body to your head. Your aretz, what's planted on the world, your legs, your physical, to your spiritual, right? You know, we know our neshama is found in our head. Our neshama is found in our brain. Outside, what's the one place you have a little piece of dirt outside? Gets in your eyes. What happens? Can't focus. Our neshama is in our head, and our aretz is our body. But what's the connecting? What connects our body to our head, our aretz and our shamayim? The neck. That's what the neck is. Ulam atzor mechaber harosh v'aguf sha'adam. The neck is the thing that connects a person's head and a person's body. And this is exactly the koach of Avraham Avinu. Not only did Avraham Avinu do it for himself, but he planned it for generations. That we would be able to take the most physical actions. You take a piece of steak, you make a shahakal, you just change that thing from nothing to holy. Today we had an amen party. You ever been to an amen party? Amen party where basically you have all these different types of brachas. And everyone says amen. It's for Mrs. Grejar. Take the most physical things from kosher market. Kosher market, they gave us a good price. We had Hagafen, we had Ha'eitz, we had Mizonos. Taking the most physical things, making it spiritual. Marriage. Taking the most physical thing, making it spiritual. In the non-Jewish world, this is not shaykh. You tell someone what it means to be holy, Hilchos Nida, Shabbos, they're like, what are you talking about? You don't even know what you're talking about. Because it's not in their DNA. They have no idea because it's not in their DNA. And that's why the Pasuk says over here, it says, Vayachavosh es chamro, hu achamash rachalav. What happens? Avraham Avinu tells Yishmael, right? Yishmael went on the trip with them too. He says, Yishmael, you stay here with the animal. This isn't for you. And by the way, they are animals. Yishmael and Kosh Baruch Hu should watch over our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. You look at the way these people act. They're mamash chamor, or horses. They're beasts. Everything that their whole essence is just killing. Avraham Avinu says, Yishmael, stay with the chamor here. But at the end of the day, Avraham Avinu, the Imamis, teaches us. He's the one who's able to connect Shemaim Va'aretz. If I might add just one more idea, Sasemis, his father says, if you look at the word Bracious, the word Bracious is really two words. You don't have this on your page.
Oh.
He says, actually I have it over here. Sasemis says, Tafresh Samach Dalai, that the word Bracious is two words. Beis Racious. Two beginnings. What's two beginnings? Two beginnings of Torah. Torah Shebechsav, Torah Shebal Peh. When a Jew connects himself to the Chumash, which is Torah Shebechsav, Torah Shebal Peh, which is the Gemara, connecting yourself Shemaim Va'aretz. Right? Shemaim is the Kadosh Baruch Hu, what he gave, the five tablets, he gave to Moshe to be able to bring down the Har Sinai. And the Gemara Mishnah is that we have the ability to be able to mechadish different things using the Torah Shebechsav. That's why the Pasuk says, Yismichu HaShemayim, the Sogol Eretz. That the heaven shall be joyous, and it'll bring joy down here. What does that mean? When a person's able to take the most physical thing in the entire world, and make it spiritual, there's nothing greater in Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. And this is actually, if you would think that I'm crazy, if you actually take off a Shulchan Aruch off the shelf. Take a Shulchan Aruch off the shelf somewhere over here. Rav Yosef Cairo and Rav Yosef Cairo's book. He actually has a simon dedicated for this thing. It's called How Does a Jew Live a Jewish Life? How does a Jew live a holy life? He says it's simple. By always having the concentration of what you're doing, the most physical thing, by realizing what you're doing for a godly purpose, for Hashem. Example, how do you say eating in Hebrew? Achila. Achal, Yud-Hey. What's Yud-Hey? Hashem's name. Shtia, drinking. What's Shtia? Shin Tuf, Yud-Hey. Finding, making sure that you find the Kadosh Baruch Hu in that. Relations with between a husband and a wife, Bia, Yud-Hey. Shchiva, lying down, taking a nap can be the most holy thing in the world. Shchiva, Shachav, Yud-Hey. Walking, just walking right here is the holy thing. You walk the steps to come to the shir, Alicha, Yud-Hey. When a person has the ability, and he has in mind that everything he does, you walk into the hospital, not just walk in and do your job. Every step you're doing, you're helping make a Kiddush Hashem. Every step it's a mitzvah. Every not just when you cure the parent, when you cure the kids, when you cure the people. But every step you're there, and you're realizing that you're shliach from Hashem. And Avraham Avinu, where do we get that ability from? Get that ability from Avraham Avinu, when he took the most physical thing in the entire world, and to say, you know what? At the end of the day, this is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, and he sanctified it, and he made it, and he was going to do it for the Rabbon Hashem. Every single one of us were implanted with that Mesiras Nefesh. Every single one of us were implanted with that ability to rise above the physicality. Just end up with a story. Someone once came to the Kutzker. We know the Kutzker and Ger are very connected. So the Kutzker Rebbe, someone once came to the Kutzker Rebbe, and he said, Rebbe, I have a very, very hard time. That's one thing in my life. I'm having a very hard time. So, no, what are you having a hard time with? So I'm having a hard time controlling what my eyes see. Imagine if the guy lived in Poland. Imagine when the guy lived in Florida, right? Poland was cold half the year. Florida, it's not even fair. Says the Kotzker, no, you'll be okay. Says, no, Rebbe, I'm telling you, I have a problem with Shmir Sinan. I see things, I can't control myself. Says, he'll be okay, go home. Guy goes home, Kotzker was very straight, gets set up like it was. Goes home and sees that the Rebbe's Chassidim are cleaning his house out. Refrigerator, gone. Living room gun. He says, "What are you doing? It's my stuff." So the Rebbe told us to bring it to the Beis Midrash. He runs back to the Beis Midrash. He goes, "Rebbe, I understand. Why are you telling your Hasidim, my friends over here, your students, that they should take the fridge, they should take my couch, and take all my stuff?" So what? Well, what are you talking about? He says, "It's mine. It's mine. It's my stuff." He says, "Good. I'm trying to teach you a lesson. The same way you have bialis and you feel like you have ownership over your physical possessions, over your couch and over your fridge, you know what you also have ownership over? What you look at. What you think about. Don't think that someone else is responsible and someone else at the end of the day is going to help you. Just like you feel ownership, it's yours, you understand that you have the ability. Okay, sometimes you fall. And sometimes at the end of the day, if you're walking, it happens. But the second or third time, that's on you. And you have the ability to be able to control yourself, to have self-control. And where do we get that ability? Says, I partially think it's the Sassemis. We have the ability to be most nevers simply because we have the DNA of Avraham Avinu within us. The DNA of Avraham Avinu. I think this is the connection between the two things. We have the DNA of the first piece of Avraham Avinu to daven for every Jew, to look for the good within every Jew. Mamish, we look for the good within, if you look for it in a positive eye, because we have the midah of Avraham Avinu, and even to look for, even for the worst of the worst, to find the good within everyone, and to daven for them, even daven for them. And number two, how do we have the ability to be most nefesh? Be able to connect the most physical things and make it spiritual, because we come from the DNA of Avraham Avinu. Shmi Zohar Bez Hashem to take these ideas. In 1891, you can only imagine what was going on in 1891. Of nothing of the Shmir Sinan that we're dealing with 2019. Yeah. The MAMS would be spoiled. And the Jews in Boca Raton, or Mamish, or who are learning Torah, of learning his Torah that he said almost 120 years ago, over almost 130 years ago. And we're learning his Torah to understand we have the Midah of Avraham Avinu. What does that mean? To always look for the good within others, to look for the good ourselves, to be most never for the Bonashom. And when we do that, we connect ourselves to our Father, we make sure that we make a Kiddush Hashem, and we do that. A mamish living with the midas of Avraham Avinu. Should we do this? We hope to see him soon. Yisrael, my question. Shkoyach.